The Lincoln County War in New Mexico had a number of battles. The Blazers Mill Shootout was one of those battles. And as you shall see, the 13 regulators who participated in the shootout were on the short end of the stick, and they were only fighting one guy. It was April 4, 1878. Less than 2 months earlier, the Lincoln County War had broken out with the killing of John Tunstall. Billy the Kid and a number of other men had formed a quasi-legal posse called the Regulators. On this day, the Regulators, numbering 13, had ridden into Blazer's Mill to have dinner. They left John Middleton outside as a lookout. In the meantime, unaware that the Regulators were in the area, Buckshot Roberts, a minor member of the posse that killed Tunstall, rode into town. Lookout Middleton saw Buckshot tie up his horse about a block away. He went inside and told the others about Buckshot's arrival. Regulator Frank Coe, a friend and neighbor of Buckshot's, said he would go out and see if he could talk Buckshot into surrendering. Buckshot was carrying a rifle when he and Coe met. With the rifle across his lap, Buckshot and Coe sat down and started talking. As the conversation between the two continued, the Regulators became concerned that Buckshot was holding Coe hostage. The Regulator leader, Richard Brewer, decided the negotiations were over. It was time to take Buckshot. As the Regulators approached the two men, they commanded Buckshot to surrender. He responded by firing off a shot. The shot hit Regulator Brewer's belt buckle, ricocheted off, mangling another Regulator's hand. Brewer returned fire, hitting Buckshot. Staggering backwards, Buckshot continued firing his rifle, hitting Lookout Middleton in the chest and grazing the arm of Billy the Kid. As the Regulators scrambled for cover, Buckshot retreated into a building. Seeing Brewer, the leader of the Regulators, peeking over a barrier, Buckshot took careful aim and shot him in the head, killing Brewer instantly. With three men shot and their leader dead, the Regulators wisely retreated to fight another day. Just why would one man choose not to surrender and to take on 13 men instead? Well, he had told his friend Frank Cole that he was afraid that if he surrendered, Billy the Kid would shoot him on sight.